From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook. In Iraq's southern province of Basra today, British troops formally handed over security to Iraqi soldiers and police. Major General Graham Binns, the commander of the British troops there, had confidence the Iraqi forces could take charge.
I know they are ready. Your leaders know that they are ready. But most importantly, in the last 3.5 months, Basra's security forces have proved that they are ready.
Other Western and Iraqi officials also welcomed the handover as a sign Iraq is taking care of its own problems. But there was also a sign that Basra is not all safe and serene. The British forces held today's ceremony at Basra's airport rather than downtown in the provincial capital. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson was in Basra earlier this week and joins us now from Baghdad. So, Soraya, what is the situation on the ground in Basra?
Definitely the city of Basra is where all the action is happening. So when we talk about the provincial handover, it's really the city of Basra that's the main concern. It's Iraq's second largest city. It's the only port city, and it's a stone's throw from the Iranian border, so Iranian influence is a great concern there. And basically what's been happening in this very Shiite-dominated town is that a variety of militias and groups are vying for power, and many of them are not aligned with Iraq's central government. And so added to that, you have Islamist vigilantes who are attacking women and Christians, women especially if they're not wearing the all-encompassing black abayas. You also have smugglers running rampant there, again, because of the close border proximity to Iran. So it's not really a very safe place. It's a very criminally charged place.
So why are they handing over security to Iraqi forces if there are so many problems still?
Well, I think Western and Iraqi officials are definitely playing to their audiences back home. There's a really strong push on all sides to shift the American and British role from one of combat to one of advisor, an advisor that would handle politics and economics rather than military issues. And Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has to show his people that Iraqis are in control of their own destiny and that American and British troops, who are seen as occupiers by a large number of Iraqis, are indeed going home. And the British will acknowledge that there are criminal issues, but one thing they do point out, and there does seem to be some evidence supporting this, is that since they've pulled out of Basra, at least the direct attacks on them in the streets, the sort of street fighting with rockets and guns, that has abated quite a bit.
So does this mean that British forces will be moving completely out of Basra?
No, actually, they'll continue to be based there at least for several months. And right now there's 4,500 of them, and they will slowly start to draw down to about 2,500 sometime this spring. But Lieutenant General Ray Odierno, who's the American general who's second in command in Iraq, said not to worry that U.S. troops will not be heading down to Basra to fill the British gap.
Soraya, if this is only ceremonial, how will we have any sense of whether or not it's meaningful, ultimately?
That's a really good question. I think if we continue to see what's happening in Basra, watch what continues to happen in Basra, I mean, other provinces where the British have pulled out have been fairly quiet, except then you have incidents like we did in Misan, the province, which is neighboring to Basra, mm-hmm. and where we had a really horrific car bombs earlier this week that killed dozens of people.
Three in succession, right?
Exactly. And the people there were very upset. They felt the reason for this was just lack security, that the Iraqi security forces were not doing their jobs, because this is not an area that would tend to be conducive for al-Qaeda in Iraq to act. Now, it's not clear yet whether al-Qaeda in Iraq was in fact behind the bombings, but it's pretty much thought that, I mean, the evidence is starting to lean in that direction. So the only way they really could have come in is if everybody was falling down on the job. And so I think people will be watching in Basra to see what the Iraqi security forces do. And if, in fact, there is a drop in violence and some of this criminal activity is brought under control, then perhaps the British will be right to claim victory there.
NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson in Baghdad. Thanks very much, Soraya.
You're welcome, Andrea.
There was bloodshed today in northern Iraq, the area of the country that has been the most peaceful. Turkish warplanes bombed Kurdish rebel targets deep inside Iraqi territory. An Iraqi official said the planes hit several villages and one woman was killed. The rebels reported 7 people dead in the raids. Turkey says the Kurdish separatists, known as the PKK, use Iraqi bases to launch attacks inside Turkey. A Turkish general said tonight that the United States had given its approval to today's bombing runs. Our correspondent in Ankara notes that the U.S. military does control Iraqi airspace. Turkey has deployed tens of thousands of troops along its border with Iraq in response to a series of attacks by the PKK. In October, the Turkish parliament authorized the government to pursue the PKK into Iraq. Today's attacks are the most intense in a series of recent cross-border operations.